I'm Tony Cox, and this is News & Notes. A few months ago, we brought you a story about immigrant entrepreneurs boosting the economy by creating businesses and, in turn, jobs. Another group we can add to that list now is African Americans. Recent data suggests a 45% increase in the number of black entrepreneurs between 1997 and 2002. That's the good news. The bad news is why so many African Americans are going it alone. For more, we've got Barbara Thomas. She's president of the National Black MBA Association and recently wrote an op-ed on the subject for Business Week magazine. Barbara, nice to have you.
Nice to be with you.
We're also joined here in studio by Al Frazier, who knows a thing or two about running his own business. He is now chief executive of a number of companies, including Goods Movement Incorporated and Total Transportation Services. Al, nice to have you here also.
My pleasure, Tony.
Let's start, Barbara, with you. It seems that the issue is why black folks are getting into business, and it seems some of us are being forced into it.
That's true. Traditionally, we have focused on playing in the corporate field. But now as we look at our opportunities to advance in corporate America, we're saying those opportunities are not there. So why not create our own box? Why not become an entrepreneur and build our own kingdom?
Mm-hmm. Al, that's exactly what happened to you, isn't it?
That's correct. When you looked at the opportunities that were available for you in corporate America and compared those with what were available through entrepreneurship, it seemed to me an easy decision to go out and try and create my own company and the wealth that comes with it.
What were you doing in corporate America?
My previous job was as a partner of Accenture and Company, and my role was in strategic services where I gave advice to Fortune 500 companies on how to run their operations better and more efficiently.
So was your motivation, Al, was it that you said, I can do this and I can do it probably better on my own, or was it because you felt that you had gone as far as that corporate opportunity was going to allow you to go?
It was probably more that I saw I could do it on my own and succeed with it. One of the things that you learn is the difference between a management kind of mindset and an ownership mindset. And in management mindset, you are a steward, you are advising others, you are working for someone else. In an ownership sort of mentality, you are working for yourself. So the fruits of your labor and all of your hard work come to you, and you're able to take capital and labor and put those together in a way that gives you much greater economic power and wealth creation. And so that appealed to me.
Barbara, as the head of the MBA Association, what are the black MBAs these days thinking? What is their mindset as they come out with that piece of paper? Is it to start their own business, or is it to try to climb the corporate ladder first?
I think many of them look to try to climb the corporate ladder first. The advantage of being in the corporate world is really understanding how to manage your business better, that hands-on, before you actually step out there. And that helps with the success of many of our entrepreneurs, as well as building that capital. And one of the challenges of being a black entrepreneur is access to that capital. So being in the corporate world does give you those advantages. So most of them were saying, I'm going to step out there and I'm going to look for that six-figure job short term, but eventually I want to be my own boss.
Is there, Al, along this line of raising capital and trying to build a sense of financial security around yourself and your family, when you go out on your own, for those people that I know who have done this, they've had a rude awakening in terms of the quality of life that they're going to lead, even though they have that MBA piece of paper and that they are in charge of their own company. But now all of a sudden, instead of being associated with a big, powerful firm, they're just small fish.
That's absolutely right. You have to make some sacrifices once you become an entrepreneur, and the big payoff comes many, many years down the line, and sometimes people don't quite understand that they want more of the instant gratification. But if you're going to build a sustainable, long-lasting business, then you're going to have to reinvest your capital from the start, and to do that means you're going to have to make some sacrifices on the personal front and not be able to go out and spend money in the way that you would if you were in a corporate kind of a job, at least initially.
Barbara, are you finding from your research that people are going more so into the manufacturing sectors, into the technology sectors, into retail, into service industry? Where are the young black MBAs headed?
Most of the young black MBAs are headed toward the service industry and the technical industry. That is what the results of some of our research has shown. And I think this really basically, as they are looking at the future and the direction that the economy and the world is taking us in, that these are areas that they feel they can be a lot more successful in and that more in demand.
No, Al, that's sort of, as we bring our conversation to a close, that's your area, isn't it, service industry?
That's correct. With services, the barriers to entry are a little bit less. With manufacturing, it's more capital intensive. So I believe for a lot of people, they're attracted more to the services. And then as we look at our economy and what's happening to it, we are becoming much more of a service-oriented economy, with a lot of the manufacturing being offshored and outsourced. So, again, I think that's where the opportunities are.
Here's my last question, and unfortunately, I only have time to direct it to you, Al, because we're running short. But here it is. Location is really big in terms of where you live. How big is location in terms of where you build your business?
It's absolutely critical. One of the things that we looked at in my business as a 3PL was to be close to where the imports and the exports are coming in and going out, which is the harbor area. So locating your business that would give you access there was a critical decision in terms that we had to look at and make to make our business work. So it's definitely a factor and very important.
Al, I appreciate your coming in. Barbara, I appreciate your participating in this with us as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for inviting me.
Barbara Thomas is president of the National Black MBA Association. She joined us from NPR's Chicago Bureau. And Al Frazier is chief executive of Goods Movement Incorporated and Total Transportation Services. He joined us right here in NPR Studio West.